We have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, when you hear the words warm and fuzzy, we don't usually associate that with your office. But we can in a certain aspect, because we've been talking with you for the last couple of years about comfort dogs and what a big success this program has been. Tell our listeners, if they're not familiar with what comfort dogs are and what they do, tell them what they are and how this is going to be expanding.
Well, these are, you know, we started back in 2021. We collaborated with the Hingham Police Department and utilized getting the initial comfort dog with them. And really, you know, it's a regional response network of comfort dogs and handlers who are going to work with our individual communities, dealing with crisis interventions for kids and trauma kids who are dealing with real issues, drug endangered children, kids with average childhood experiences, trying to get them the help that they need.
Sure. So it's just as simple as, you know, in a tough moment when maybe words can't really fill the gap, hugging and kissing a beautiful, sweet, well-behaved dog can do the trick.
Yeah, it's been, so far it's been amazing. Like I said, I've been around a long time. We've done lots of different things. We have 22 comfort dogs here in Plymouth County so far, and we're looking to expand the program, and as a result of that, we've applied and received an additional grant.
Now, this is unique to this area, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the board of the National District Attorneys Association. Nobody else has anything like this through their DA's offices, although I think a lot of people are interested in it, and they're interested in watching what we're doing here and how successful it will be. And I think with any monies that you receive from a grant, you have to judge the success of the program, which is why we work with Bridgewater State University and Dr. Leslie Sattler, and she's already done one review of the initial program, and now as we go forward, we'll be expanding that.
That's awesome, and it was a very positive review, I imagine.
It was incredibly positive, and, you know, the dogs themselves, I mean, they do so many different things, and what we're hoping to do with the new grant is we're going to partner with High Point Treatment Center. It's going to increase substance use education prevention program for kids K through 12, deploy the comfort dog program at various, unfortunately, traumatic events that occur, dealing with them also with National Drug Take Back Day, which we do in April and October of every year, and once again, focusing on the children who need the help the most, the kids who are having tough times growing up, and they really need our help. To me, you know, criminal justice reform is about breaking cycles. This is about helping these kids so that we don't deal with these kids down the road with drug issues, with, you know, domestic violence issues. It's about helping kids.
Now, out of the 27 communities in Plymouth County, how many would you say have a comfort dog?
22. So we have 22 right now. We're hopeful that we're going to get five more, but we also want to expand it more than that. So, you know, we have here in Marshfield, we have the Boys and Girls Club has DESI, and we want to expand it to Boys and Girls Clubs and to WISE, places where children are at. And, you know, like you said, many times things happen in kids' lives, and they can't talk about it, they can't enunciate it, they don't know how to deal with it. But when you bring these dogs into the picture, it really brings the temperature down, and I think it really is very helpful for these kids, and I'm hopeful that we can help continue what we're doing about breaking cycles and helping them as we can.
Now, this is a pretty substantial grant. It's over $1 million.
It's $1.6 million over the next, I believe it's 4 years.
No, yeah. It's COSSIP. What does that stand for?
It stands for Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Use Site-Based Program. And it's going to, like I said, it's going to bolster our comfort dog program. But really, it's a unique program that we're using now for the comfort dog, which is different. It's something that which is not being done, like I said, elsewhere. And I'm very hopeful that other people will pick up on it, because I think it's been very positive for us.
Well, I hope you can bring one of them in here one day. We'd love to have that.
We've
had dogs visiting here before.
There's nothing more powerful than when something terrible happens in one of our communities for the mutual response, and all of a sudden you will see 9 to 10 comfort dogs show up with little kids when something tragic happened at a school. And it just really takes the temperature down and helps them, and they focus better, I think, and help them get through a difficult time.
I think great program. I'm glad you could let us know, and I didn't know that about it not being in other parts of the country. Again, Plymouth County seems to be the forefront of a lot of things, just like some, you know, the number of the drug outreach programs. Now,
right.
Retail theft, something we've spoken about before. I've seen some of the people now picked up, and it's surprising to see that taking so many little items could add up to so much big money and so many problems for stores.
Yeah, I mean, it's organized retail crime's exploded in our country. It's exploded in our communities. It is a well-organized, sophisticated criminal enterprise. It's costing retail stores billions of dollars every year, and the cost is coming to the rest of us. So when somebody goes in and steals whatever they steal, the price of that's going to be relegated to the rest of us. So therefore, I believe that we should be doing something about this, and we developed our organized retail crime task force last January, and it's been incredibly successful since then. We have another meeting today, and we're bringing in people and representatives from Target, Stop and Shop, Sephora, the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, CVS, TJX, Home Depot, Walmart, and dealing with issues that they're dealing with. It's about sharing information with these entities and letting them understand, and also letting the individuals who are in these organized groups that come from either outside our county, outside our state, outside our country, that if you come here and if you steal, we will do everything within our power to bring you back and to prosecute you. We brought people back. It's cost us thousands of dollars more than what they've stolen to bring people back here. But we've done that, and as a result of that, over the course of the last few months, we've got indictments of participants in four different organized retail crime rings. We have people held in custody. We have people who have pled guilty. We have people who are dealing with homeland security issues. And we're trying to make sure that we can get these people off the street and to send the message to them that if you come here, like the woman that was here last month, stole $1,500 of fragrances from Ulta, she's currently being held at $100,000. So therefore, she's in custody right now, and that there is going to be a penalty provision, and that those days of coming into our stores and stealing and nobody doing anything about it are over.
And what's the message that you think Plymouth County is sending now with, let's say, with somebody now being held in $100,000 bail for stealing maybe a couple thousand dollars worth of stuff? That's a pretty strong message.
I think it is, and I think they're also understanding that what we're doing now, pursuant to Mass General Law 266-60B, it allows us to charge and prosecute cases that are committed in different counties as long as we have one here. So now we're not limited, because these people aren't limited by boundaries. They come to our county, they steal, they go to other counties and they steal, and then now what we're going to do is we're going to charge them with all of them, and then we're going to try them all at once here in Plymouth County, so there's one-stop shopping, there's one prosecution, and then they can get what they truly deserve after this, and then we can send a message and stop this from going on.
And again, if people have any questions or comments and they want to find out more about what the Plymouth County DA's office does, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to go online, plymouthda.com. That's plymouthda.com. And we always have somebody on call, so 508-584-8120.
Again, thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.